Call the House Committee on Education together for February 14th. Please distinguish yourselves. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 4016. And I believe that we have some more recent amendments. Erin, did you want to describe those?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4016 adds employer volunteer organization providing child-related services or activities as a mandated reporter. We have the -9 amendments, which specifies inclusion of just employee of higher education institution, removes volunteers from the measure, also removes pieces regarding notification for children under 11 or children over 12, clarifies the duty to report rests with the individual, not the organization where they work, and removes the emergency clause. We have a no revenue impact, and a fiscal statement was issued on the -9 amendments.
Saying
that there's minimal impact to the state. It just explains the measure. The fiscal statement just explains how it is a minimal impact to each of the organizations it affects.
Madam Co-Chair, did you want to add anything?
I would just like to thank everybody that worked so hard to come up with amendments that would work. I think it's will be a nice bill as amended, and something we can all share in passing.
Would you like to make the motion?
I would love to make the motion. Mr. Chair, I would move the -9 amendment to House Bill 4016.
Co-Chair Gelser has moved the -9 amendments to House Bill 4016. Any discussion? Any objection? Okay. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4016 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
So Co-Chair Gelser has moved House Bill 4016 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Conger.
I just want to thank the members of the committee and especially Co-Chair Gelser for continuing to work on this bill. I think that the with the -9 amendments, it really addresses the concerns that were raised in public testimony. I know it took a lot of evolution and a lot of different amendments, but I think that the outcome is very positive, and this bill takes a step towards addressing the problem that it seeks to address, and at the same time takes into consideration the the legitimate concerns that were raised in testimony before this committee. And I think that's a really positive outcome and speaks well of the process.
Representative Denbrough.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I want to echo Representative Conger's sentiments. I want to really extend a hearty thank you to Representative Gelser and everyone else who worked on this. My initial concerns about this bill with respect to the higher ed portion of it was just the quick timeline of the implementation of it. I was concerned that the colleges and universities wouldn't be able to adequately get the word out to their employees and put a training program together that would get them ready to assume these new responsibilities. But with the emergency clause removed and it not going into effect until January, that I think does give the institutions the time to work out an adequate program. And I just want to say I intend to work with the colleges and universities to see if we can all get together and perhaps, meeting with the Oregon Education Association, the AFT Oregon, AAUP, SEIU, just to come together and see how can we be most effective in letting employees know what their new responsibilities are and putting together a good training program. At this point, I would intend to schedule a hearing of the Higher Ed Committee in January and see just what kind of programs have been put together. I see our friend from the agency here, and I'll probably want to ask for your assistance with that as well. So, with that, I heartily support this bill as amended.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Representative Huffman.
I guess I'd like to say on the record, there were some people that had been in the bill that were taken out, but for my 2 cents worth, it's not, I was raised to be a responsible reporter before there was such thing. You know, raised that there was a moral obligation if I saw something wrong, get involved, report it, don't run the other way, and don't hide my head in the sand. And so hopefully folks out there will understand that even though we don't put it in law, you know, there's a moral obligation. If you see somebody vulnerable that's being hurt, do something about it. We don't need to put everything in law in this building. Do the right thing. Thank you.
Any further discussion? With that, Shelley, will you call a roll?
Representative Demarone.
Aye.
Representative Huffman.
Aye.
Representative Combs.
Aye.
Representative
Harris. Aye. Co-Vice Chair Conger.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair
Frederick.
Aye.
Co-Chair Gelser.
Aye.
Co-Chair Winger.
Aye. Motion passes. Any further discussion? With that, we are adjourned. I'm going to close the work session first on 46.
There you go.
He'd do that when